kids like it. And,
But the kids, what they say,
they like
young people, like your kids,
like our kids.
Do they listen to these things?
Right.
Is it interesting how they listen? Now, why do they like it?
Because our kids, it's a definitive statement on law. It's the most definitive statement they'd ever heard.
It had to be said.
It reassured them.
That we were getting out.
And yet, surprise.
It was cutting 55% of the truck flows down, 2,100,000 rounds of ammunition. It will mean that we're going to ensure our withdrawal program. And it,
That struck home. And I got a hold yesterday of the drivers coming and so on. I said, God damn it, you guys are just wetting your own bed. And of course, I had no idea what you were going to be saying. Jews don't. I mean, I wanted those Jewish guys to go up for Simington and these other guys and just give them unshirted hell because they were going to cut themselves up no matter what they did. And they've been doing that. And I'm talking about the Rogers Kissinger thing and the whole business in the Middle East.
Yeah, they don't know why they're going after Rogers.
I know. But then what you said last night in that score just delighted these people. I mean, because it
not the closest settlement.
That's right. Yeah. And so they're going to continue to get a lot of flack. I'm talking about all these goddamn the Simons and Fulbrights and so on. And we finally, for the first time, we're going to get some heat on them out of that community.
Sure. You know, I
because that's a vicious goddamn game. You know, that's just. I mean, first of it's kind of
calling me into tax on Rogers.
Yes, sir. I know.
Dirty. Well, I thought it was calling it a cheap shot was a good thing.
Yes, beautiful. That's exactly what it is.
That's true.
Boy, that hits home.
And here it is, too. Bob, you know, the TV thing is so we always wonder how much between the island and bubbles. And I don't think it traffic the San Marcos. About once a month, you've got to go up there on a national televised press conference and bat them around. And don't you agree?
Yes, sir. And then how much stuff would you need to do an occasional one in your office? That sort of thing.
Oh,
I mean, mix it up.
Every other week, one in the office. In other words, so every third. See, I've been doing it approximately every 2 weeks. So you keep them off balance that way.
Right.
And the ones in the office will be filmed in the future and be on radio.
Good.
So we really cover them. That means you'll have one every 2 weeks. The traffic won't bear any more of that. So you don't want it to get common. If a press conference gets common, it doesn't become an event. In addition to that, of course, we'll have the usual speeches and all that crap. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, there's nothing like the big televised press conference. They have huge audience involved. 50 million people see that damn thing.
And you know, just
I said, oh,
little things get through people. The barber, not one down here, this was a disaster. Said, you know, the astonishing thing to me, he said, I was reassured by the rest of it. He said, how does the president go out and call those people off by name? And I said, he said, did you brief them? I said, no, he just knows them. And he said, he's got such mastery, such assurance, the way he runs that thing. Now that's the one thing that got through the barber.
Well, I know
that that's well, of course you do, but I mean, they don't know that, and I just see this great horde of people.
That is a good idea, isn't it?
It sure is.
Mr.
Because
Warren, Mr. Stambo, Mr. Lissigar,
you're
so forth.
You're running that show, and it's not like you were just sort of loosely picking up some.
The funny thing, I think probably that's more important than what you say, Stambo. Although last night, what I said about Laos, you see, I haven't made a statement on Cambodia on Laos. Consequently, people didn't know why we were in. See, remember, that's what I've done. And frankly, despite all the talk about the rhetoric, that's what kept us up. Everybody knew why we were there. But they didn't know why the hell we were in Laos. But
right.
Now they know.
And there was a great wave of restlessness that was beginning to stir. And that thing last night just quelled that, in my opinion.
It did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, coming back to this, Reagan is going to be able to pull that off. See, that $600 million thing.
No way.
The
army has to pass.
To say so.
Trying to become bigger from brownie points. On the other hand, I say I just took the time to get another pull down there now that shows him slipping down and because he's cut off these Medicaid things, which some of which he has every right to cut off. So there's a danger of his overplaying it badly. But of course, the fact of the matter is it takes action by the state legislature and action by the Congress before these things can be done.
Of course, Bob, on the case of pullers, you know, we dropped down to 50 million gallon. It doesn't bother me a bit. I just can bounce around a little lower.
The presidency is different than the governor.
The
presidency.
But I think in terms of we're going to have, we're also going to have some progress on these things like revenue sharing, welfare reform, that'll help us some. But above everything, those two things are going to help what you think.
Oh, sure. Question five. Well, that's the point.
January of this year, and
hell of a
point.
I think all of us should
say that when the vice president left Washington in January 1961, there were no American fighting men in Vietnam. There weren't any. None. Did you know that? Not one goddamn one. We had just a...
Kennedy started. Kennedy started.
Kennedy sent the first one. And not one American had been killed in Vietnam. Not one American had been killed in Vietnam. Fighting men.
I think we got to start a drumbeat on this, and beyond that, Lou, I don't think you ought to single out Humphrey at this point.
No, I won't.
No, I mean, I think you can say that.
I think
I think we can broadside the
right.